Lights, camera, action. Okay. You're watching Food is Medicine TV, where we help you heal from the root cause. Today, we have an easy, free, magical healing modality for you that you can do anytime you want. Breath work with my good friend, Josh Trent. Hey, Josh.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So you guys, before I dive in with Josh, I just want you to know that the breath is a remote control of the brain and the nervous system. Our energy level, digestive wellness, metabolism, and state of mind can be dramatically improved by the way we breathe. Slow, deep breathing helps to regulate pH by alkalizing the body, which allows for easier elimination of acidic poisons, less leaching of necessary minerals that are required to heal. This leads to much better sleep and less anxiety, and it activates your parasympathetic nervous system, helping you recover the balance between the two branches of the nervous system, rest, digest, and heal, and fight or flight. And when we have balance between these two, our bodies get a better chance to recover, regenerate, and heal. The amazing benefit about your breath is that you can always use it as a powerful tool to pull you out of what we call sympathetic dominance, living in fight or flight mode, and move you back into parasympathetic dominance, rest, digest, and heal whenever you feel stressed or triggered. Especially when you're healing your adrenals and your thyroid, you need more oxygen in order to continue converting your food into fuel efficiently, as it works in combination with glucose and thyroid hormone to create more readily available energy to your cells. But don't take my word for it. Josh is a thorough expert on this topic, and he is going to go through some breathing demonstrations, and we are lucky to have him here with us today. Josh is the founder of Wellness Force Media and the host of the Wellness Force radio podcast. He has spent the past 16 years as a personal trainer, researcher, and facilitator discovering physical and emotional intelligence that humans need to thrive in our modern world. Two different types of breathing for stress management today, and we're gonna practice those. Tell me, what are they?
So there's the circular breathing pattern, and then there's the box. And the circular is with no pause. So it's literally inhale, exhale with no pause. Okay. That's used for deep stress reduction. The box breathing is when you do a pause at the top and a pause at the bottom. That's used for performance. I actually learned about this from Mark Divine. It's called tactical breathing. So one, the box is for performance, and the circular is for deep stress reduction.
All right, there we go. We've got one for the evening, one for the morning, right?
That's right.
This is good. When we were starting this, when we said that we were gonna be filming this, you said, you know, I really wanna talk about the physiological process that's happening and the power that we're harnessing through breath work. And so I'd love for you to expand on that.
Yeah, so think about what's happening with our diaphragm. So people know that this is the diaphragm. We're going to talk about the four diaphragms actually. But this main diaphragm, the vagal nerve, which runs all the way back to the spine, all the way down to where the diaphragm opens, this is what helps to regulate the ANS, the sympathetic, the parasympathetic. So what's going on when we take a deep breath and we fill in the diaphragm, we're actually giving our body a chance to rest. Most people are breathing from their chest. They're shallow chest breathers. So if you think about it, we're forward flexed, we're doing this, we're breathing through our mouth. We're never really breathing through our nose. If you can open up the body and really get that deep belly breath,
sit up straight.
This is when you get all the stress benefits and everything else from breath work.
And the vagal nerve connects the gut and the brain as well, the gut-brain access, right? Yeah. So you'll get benefits there as well.
Yeah, and what's really cool is the enteric nervous system, which is like our second brain, which we'll touch on a little bit. It can actually function separately from the spinal cord and the brain, but it also receives feedback from the spinal cord in the brain, which is so fascinating to me.
That is fascinating.
All these things, these systems, they all weave together, which, you know, everything is connected.
Right. Oh, it's beautiful. Okay, are we gonna start?
Yes.
All right.
So the first one we're gonna do is we're gonna do this circular breathing technique. So we're actually gonna do 21 warrior breaths. The reason I call them warrior breaths is because we do them as if we were getting ready to do something serious, like go to war. But we're not going to war.
No.
what it's going to be is we're going to breathe in through our nose and our mouth, and we're going to breathe in quickly. Okay. And actually, before we do this, let's actually go through a side view of what it looks like to activate the diaphragm properly. I'm going to turn to the side.
Okay.
And so we can get a shot of me here. What happens for most people when they do breath work is they don't have the hand placement, so they don't have the cue. when we breathe, we want to actually feel the belly pull out, push out like this. Mm-hmm. So you can see I'm kind of giving myself a distended belly. And then when we come in with the breath, out with the breath, we're going to place and push that hand right there. So it would essentially look like this. This is three of the warrior breaths. So you see how I'm breathing through my nose and my mouth at the same time? That's going to get a lot of oxygen in and out.
In
through the nose. Mm-hmm. Well, it's actually going to be both at the same time.
Oh.
So same time. So it's just like this.
Okay.
So I'm breathing through my nose and my mouth, and I'm watching my belly go in and out. So we're going to do 21 of those.
Okay, get
this
ready,
is,
guys.
This is going to super oxygenate your system. And then after that, we're going to do 2-3 count breathing. So 2-3 count is when we're going to breathe in through our nose for 2.
Okay.
And we're going to breathe out through our mouth for 3. We're going to do that 4-5 times. We do 5 rounds of that.
After that,
we're going to do a 1-minute hold. The 1-minute hold, which I don't know if we're going to film the whole 1-minute hold. But the 1-minute hold is built so that we actually can be in that stillness. And this is what's breath retention. So this
holding
is
your breath for 1 minute.
Holding your breath for 1 minute. So again, we'll
make
do 21.
Better swimmers.
Yeah, okay. We'll do 21 of those breaths. Then we'll do the 5 rounds of the 2-3 breath. And then we'll do the 1-minute hold. After the 1-minute hold, we'll go back to our breathing and you'll feel the difference. This is again for that stress relief, right?
Yeah.
So getting that deep stress relief, resetting the nervous system. So here we go.
All right, you guys, you gotta join us. You don't need anything but your hands and your breath to do this. So let's do it, it's a workshop.
So right hand's gonna be on your belly, left hand's gonna be over your heart.
Okay.
This is gonna be a coherence factor, which we can touch on later too. Coherence is when you're getting your heart and your lungs to physically and emotionally be connected together. Mm. So what we're gonna do is 21, you're gonna watch myself and Krista's belly go out as we take that deep breath in. So I'll count for us, we'll do 21.
Okay.
We're gonna go to the 2-3 breathing. 2 seconds in, 3 seconds out. 5 of those. Now hold for 1 minute. In this position, just tilt your chin and you're gonna pull in your bathroom muscle. This is your bandha lock. You're gonna pull in your stomach and just be here for 1 minute and just be in that stillness. If you need to let out more air, just go and really let the air out of your system and just go to the stillness here. See if you can pinch your chin lock. If you feel like you really need to take a breath, you can do one, but just be with that discomfort. You know, this retention hold is where we really understand what it's like to just be in the stillness. If you get to a place where you really have to take a breath, you can do a quick breath like this. But let's just keep holding here for another 20 seconds. Now take a big deep breath in.
Oh, I'm so glad. I was like, I'm breathing, like it or not.
Take a big deep breath in. So stack your spine, be really tall, and just hold that full breath in. Feel your belly. Suck in as much air as you can and hold for 15 seconds. Feel how good it feels to just be in that space of stillness again, but this time you've fully saturated your body, your diaphragm is expanded. And just give yourself one affirmation of gratitude. Like for me, I'm grateful to be here with you today, but your gratitude can be anything. Then just let it go. So that was 1 round. And just from doing 1 round, you can feel.
I feel totally different.
It's almost like your body's like more gravity to the ground. So we're gonna do that for 3 rounds.
You can feel the oxygen, like,
in
your cells. So repeat that. This is the morning breath.
Yes, and this is the one where if you feel like you're in your head and maybe you're about to have a big board meeting or something, this can be something that really cycles you down.
Yeah.
Especially if you do this for multiple rounds. Mm-hmm. For some people though, it can give them energy. Like for me, I have a little bit of perspiration right now. Mm-hmm. So it's giving
you
energy.
Yeah, I feel right? energy from it.
So it's gonna give you, you know, mm-hmm. it's cool about the breath is it gives you whatever you need. Mm-hmm. So if you need energy, it'll give that to you. If you need rest and relaxation, your body is this most intelligent piece of technology that's never really been studied in its fullest way. We're still finding out what the breath work can really do for people, even though breath work is literally going back to the first century.
I know. Yeah. And so much of, I feel the healing modalities and the things that are happening and coming, they're circulating again. Like their time has reemerged.
We have this big resurgence in breath work right now. And if you think about it, we're the most stressed we've ever been as a culture.
Yeah.
So breath is this massive, it's really the only lever that we can pull voluntarily for our involuntary system.
Right.
And I think that's why people are going to this, because there's only so much talk therapy, there's only so many tactical things you can do mm-hmm. that don't involve us taking control of our own nervous system, and the breath work does that.
Yeah, and more so, like I feel like I maybe took a GABA and like organ complex at the same time, right? Like energized and relaxed at the same time. And we spend so much energy chasing the external things to give us the effect we want, when often I think this is a metaphor, because it is, it's all inside of us, the breath, but the tools that we have, if we trust ourselves, we trust the process of life.
Yeah, and trusting can be something that is challenging if the physical conduit is blocked.
Yeah.
Because the trust can't flow through.
Yeah.
There's nothing we can do if we're not controlling the very basal thing that we live in, which is our body.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there we have it. We just did circular breathing, and now we're going to try box breathing.
Yep.
Okay.
So box breathing is for more performance. This is from tactical Navy SEAL special warfare. And really what this does is this gets your mind very acute. So if you have something you need to focus on, mm-hmm. or if you're feeling like maybe the monkey mind's taking you in left field, mm-hmm. this is a really good 3-minute practice to get you very clear on what it is you're about to do.
Great.
So much different than the circular pattern.
Okay.
Yep. So we'll start again. We're gonna put our left hand here on our chest, our heart. We'll put our right hand right here. Remember, when we breathe in, we wanna feel that belly distend out. So we're gonna do 21 of these. After that 21, we're gonna do 5-count box breathing. So visualize a box. 5-second inhale, 5-second hold, 5-second exhale, 5-second hold. And we'll do 3 of those.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Ready.
So 21. Now 5-second in, 5-second hold, 5-second exhale, 5-second hold. Take a really big breath in for 5. And when you hold here, feel how good it feels just to be in this space of stillness. And then breathe out, this time with an audible sigh. And hold again. Last one, 5-second in. Hold. 5-second exhale. And 5-second hold. Now we're gonna do that same 60-second retention breath. Remember, you're pulling in and you're doing that throat lock. So you're doing a throat lock, you're pulling in your bathroom muscles, and you're just being in that space of stillness. If you need to get all the air out of your system, you can just go and just really pull in your abdominals. So you wanna feel pressure, your bathroom muscles are pulled up, and you're just holding for 60 seconds.
Like how you say your bathroom muscles. Ladies, this is just like one long Kegel. Okay, let's do it.
All right, so holding. Mm-hmm. If you feel discomfort come up here, this is really the training of the retention hold. This is called Kumbhaka, and this is from pranayama. This is ancient, going back to the first century. And really what this is it's allowing you to be in a state where there's a stress response coming up, but you're signaling your nervous system that you're okay, you're safe. Nothing can harm you here. Again, if you need to take a breath, you can just simply do a quick one. Go back to your hold, pulling in the bathroom muscle, still having that energy lock on your chin. Let's hold for 10 more seconds. Now take a big breath in, sit really tall. Feel how good it feels to just hold your body in breath. Say that one great positive, maybe just loving affirmation about somebody you care about or yourself. Like, I love my life, I love my body, I love being here. And then breathe out with a sigh after 15 seconds. So you can see it makes your mind sharp, mm-hmm. makes your body relaxed.
Yeah.
And the cool part about that is you can do that for as many rounds as you need to, and it only takes 3 minutes or less. Both of our circle and our box take 3 minutes or less.
I love that. These are two really powerful tools. And it's interesting when you were talking about when you're holding the breath for 60 seconds, you get a micro experience of not feeling safe and almost like reparenting right. yourself that you are safe, which is so much of what we're working with in the Adrenal Recode is building that resilience and that self-trust. And this is such a beautiful way that you can do it every day.
Yeah.
Twice.
And notice too, like where we go when mm-hmm. we're feeling that strain or pressure. It's the mm-hmm. same thing as preparation for meditation. A lot of people will use the box breathing technique to prepare mm-hmm. themselves to meditate. Because mm-hmm. what's the number one complaint about meditation? I can't sit still for that long.
Right.
There's no way I could be able to sit still. Mm-hmm. Well, when we do the box breathing as a 3-minute exercise to prime your meditation,
you. Mm-hmm.
there's nowhere to go besides paying attention to your breath.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just be with your breath to prepare for your meditation. And the research is proving that this is true. You know, mm-hmm. breath work and meditation combined, really, really powerful.
Yeah, actually life-changing.
Life-changing.
So, yeah. So for people watching, you would start off, if you've never done breath work before,
yeah.
what's like the general prescription for the rest of this week?
So general prescription would be to do the 21 breaths that we did.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at some of the research on the Wim
Hof
method.
For both,
yeah,
the circular
same primer. And so what we're doing mm-hmm. with that super oxygenation
mm-hmm.
is we're getting as much oxygen into the system as possible.
Mm-hmm.
When we do the circular breathing, we're getting that down regulation of the nervous system. We're taking mm-hmm. off the sympathetic load. We're turning on the parasympathetic. Mm-hmm. When we go to the hold though, the hold is where we integrate all that super oxygenation and circular breathing or box that we just did.
Mm-hmm.
So with the circle, it's really based on stress reduction.
Okay.
With the box, if we're thinking about mental acuity.
Mm-hmm.
But the preparation for the two, it's exactly the same. So 21 of those breaths,
uh-huh.
then do 2 to 3 rounds of those circular, then 2 to 3 rounds of the box,
okay.
and then go to your hold. And people are going to find, honestly, what's better for them. Some people, their system doesn't do well with the box breathing, so they'll go to the circular.
Gotcha.
Play around with them and see which one really feels best.
And make sure wherever you're watching this that you head over to the blog, because we're going to type out the breathing in case you prefer to print it out and read it versus watching a video. Josh, thank you so much for being here. Any parting words of wisdom?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of sciencey things that we didn't talk about. But the one thing I want to mention is when you do deep breathing, there is an immediate change in your body.
Yeah.
And so whether you're a logical-minded person or you're a spiritual person, mm-hmm. it's built for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone can do this, and breathing is very, very safe.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for something that can be immediate for stress reduction,
mm-hmm.
just go to your breath.
Go to your breath.
Just go to your breath.
Josh is a breathwork teacher, and he's designed a breathe program. And I think you said you're combining it with CBD.
Yes.
What's the deal with
yes.
this program and
so,
CBD?
So the reason that I called it breathe is because it's all the acronyms that I believe are very similar to what you believe in with Adrenal Recode of the mm-hmm. pillars of wellness.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's our beliefs, thoughts, feelings, and actions,
yep.
and the way that we eat, move, and sleep. So those are our pillars that we designed this from. But you know, based on my own life, I have this tattooed on my arm. It's Se posso respirare, posso scegliere.
Mm.
And in Italian, it means if I can breathe, I can choose.
Yeah,
and I got this
so
2 years
true.
Ago because I thought, you know what? If I'm going into a space where
yeah.
I want to be a space for love for someone else, or I want to be on a stage, or I want to be the best person I can be, if I can just remind myself
to
take a deep breath and breathe, well, then I can choose whatever outcome I want. And
yeah.
so in my research, I've been finding that The CBD, which CBD is very, you know, talked about. It's very hot right now, I guess you could say. And so what I've been seeing in the journals and that we can link for your show notes is that the CBD1 receptor, it actually dovetails into where the end of that vagal nerve comes into our diaphragm. And so what happens is when we're doing a vape, and this is an organic, safe vape delivery system, not like some of the other stuff you've seen where people aren't caring about what the unit looks like. When you take in a vape and hold for 10 seconds, it gives an immediate response to turn those CB1 receptors off so that we can actually be innervated to the parasympathetic nervous system. And what the research is showing is that it turns off the noradrenaline response for the sympathetic nervous system. So we'll have less noradrenaline from the CBD1 receptor, which is why I think combining CBD, especially the vape, with the breath work, we're already in a really powerful, relaxed state from the breath. Mm-hmm. So when we combine it with turning off that receptor so that we can have all the smooth muscles relax, it's a powerful combination.
That's beautiful.
I designed it based on my own experiences too.
Which is what we all do. That's where the magic comes from,
right? That's right, yes.
Okay, well, you can find out a lot more about Josh's new program at thewholejourney.com/breathe. Josh, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
This was awesome. Yep. We'll catch you next time on Food is Medicine TV.